Coke time is anytime, anywhere. It's always time for ice cold Coca-Cola. Your friendly neighborhood bottles Coca-Cola presents Coke Time, transcribed with our guests, the Fontaine Sisters, Fred Robbins, and starring America's favorite young singer, Eddie Fisher.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Coke Time.
I hear singing and there's no one there. I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why, I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. Stars that used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why.
You don't need analyzing. It is not so surprising that you feel very strange but nice. Your heart goes pitter-patter. I know just what's the matter, because I've been there once or twice. Put your head on my shoulder. You need someone who's older. A rub down with a velvet glove. There is nothing you can take to relieve that pleasant ache. You're not sick, you're just in love.
Singing and there's no one there.
It is not so surprising.
I smell blossoms and the trees are bare. All day long I seem to walk on air. I wonder why.
Because I've been there once or twice.
I wonder why. I keep tossing in my sleep at night. And what's more, I've lost my appetite. That used to twinkle in the skies are twinkling in my eyes. I wonder why. We are just in love.
Well, two songs and they came out even. And you sang the part of the Valentine Struck Swain.
Valentine's Day. A month ago almost, Fred, but that reminds me, I've been wanting to talk to you about February.
It went wrong some way?
It's not February's fault, Fred. It's just that February is the biggest argument for a new type of world calendar.
How does it work, anyway?
Well, it comes out an even 364 days and 52 weeks. And one world holiday to make it 365.
What about leap year?
Well, another world holiday, the end of June.
Yeah, that's good.
But the people who were born on the 31st of March, May, and August lose their birthdays.
Well, that's bad. But what about days like Valentine's Day?
Always on a Tuesday, Fred. So you can address the envelopes on the weekend, mail them on Monday, and they arrive Tuesday.
You talk me into it.
Then see if this song doesn't act as a clincher. A late Valentine.
Unsuspecting heart, you took advantage of my unsuspecting heart. Why didn't someone warn me at the very start? When first we met and love was new, when you smiled at me, my heart began to feel the thrill. I should have known our love could never, never be. You took my unsuspecting heart. You trusted me. I believed your lies. are never wise. Now that I'm alone, I have no one that I can hold. My love was meant for only you. You broke my unsuspecting heart.
Unsuspecting heart. And that's taking everybody by surprise, Eddie.
Any love song is good, Fred. Anytime.
And there are all kinds.
But there are all kinds of love to match. Hopeless love, love on a dime, love eternal.
And tunnel of love, love.
That's for sailors. How about puppy love?
Hey, they ever write a song about that, Eddie?
Have you forgotten about how much is that doggy in the window?
Of course, of course.
And then the latest is rock love.
That sounds like the hardest of them all. What is it?
This is something that the Fontaine sisters have been practicing up to explain. It works like this.
Rock love, rock love, rock.
You got to have rock love within your heart. You got to have rock love before you start. So when temptation tries to move your soul, the rocks of love won't let you roll. When idols hold your arm and clouds of doubt begin to form, rock love will weather the storm.
Oh yes.
You got to have rock love to call your own. It's got to be rock love as solid as stone. So when the strong winds blow and the waters shift, the rock of love won't let you drift. When everybody turns you down and friends in need just can't be found, rock love is always around.
Oh, yes.
In your heart, you got to have rock love before you start. So when temptation tries to move your soul, the rocks of love won't let you roll. When idle gossip pulls your arm and clouds of doubt begin to form, strong winds blow and the waters shift, the rock of love won't let you drift. When everybody turns you down and friends in need just can't be found, rock love.
Rock love, and the Fontaines are making a big one out of a little one.
This is a remarkable age we're living in, Fred. Every day brings more progress, especially in the food business.
Can you imagine how great-grandma would react if she could visit 1955's version of the corner grocery, Eddie? Oh, they're really productions these days. I expect a housewife of the future will walk into a supermarket and find free first-run movies, swimming pools, style shows for shoppers, and quick frozen butlers for special occasions.
That's going a little far, Fred, but I think Grandma would be amazed at the variety of foods and the convenience of shopping. And of course, along with convenience, lots of supermarkets make sure their customers are able to shop refreshed. They keep a cooler full of frosty bottles of Coca-Cola always handy.
That's right, Eddie. Coke is a wonderful thing to have nearby. And most supermarkets provide a very agreeable and thoughtful way for folks to refresh as they shop. Those twin bottle holders for delicious Coca-Cola, built right onto the shopping carts. All today's housewife has to do is to go to the familiar red cooler for Coke, pick up an ice-cold bottle, and shop with renewed vim and vigor. It's certainly wonderful to be able to enjoy sparkling Coca-Cola while you shop, for Coke gives you a bright little lift, a bit of quick energy to send you buzzing around those shelves. Let the tangy, bracing flavor of the Coca-Cola you enjoy remind you that Coke, the perfect refreshment, is a worldwide favorite, and almost everybody appreciates the best. So be sure to pick up a six-bottle carton or two next time you're shopping. For when you take Coca-Cola home to your family, you've gotten a head start on good times.
Most songwriters are just that, songwriters. They write the music. and the words are written by lyricists, except in rare cases when the same person does both. Cole Porter is one of those unusual combinations of talent, a writer who sets his own poems to music. His poems, his words are so excellent, a publisher has just brought out a volume of his lyrics, without music, to be read and appreciated as poetry. But as a singer, I'm glad he wrote music as well. Here's one of his poems set to music, as he especially wrote it for Alfred Drake in Kiss Me, Kate.
Strange, dear, but true, dear, when I'm close to you, dear, the stars fill the sky. So in love with you am I. Even without you, my arms fall.
Love lyrics set to music.
Which do you think Cole Porter is, Fred? A composer who writes lyrics or a poet who writes music?
Well, it's heads I win and tails you lose, Eddie.
Yeah, but Cole Porter wins every time. Next time, we'll be back with a team or two, Rodgers and Hammerstein and Rodgers and Hart. I hope you'll all join us when your friendly neighbor who bottles Coca-Cola sets up the time and spot. Until then, with many thanks to the Fontaine sisters for joining us, it's time to say so long. And remember, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.
Coke Time, starring Eddie Fisher with music by Axel Stordahl, is produced and transcribed by Gordon Auchincloss. Ed Stokes speaking.